On our program today, Josh Heyer joins us, superintendent from Ogden.
Morning, Jim.
Welcome back to school.
It's good to be back in session.
It's a little warm.
It is warm. Good thing we got the AC going.
Yeah, well, that's one thing. Facilities, everything through the summer months. I know you have staff. They were working on things. Track was redone. Everything pretty well wrapped up?
Everything's buttoned up. Honestly, I have to say great job to Billy Olson and his team. That's our buildings and grounds director. Yeah. And all of our custodians, they came in and just did a top-notch job, you know, doing some deep cleaning, but then also there was a number of projects that were done, and just overseeing that, managing that, making sure the contractors are getting in, and that we were able to have a successful start of the school year, which we have.
I know, again, like so many districts, we've had a lot of different projects had been done, construction, and again, moving again into two facilities instead of three. Again, that's a big move. But building-wise, things like that, anything major? Did we do any roofing projects or anything?
We had a small section of roof at our elementary that was done. We actually have really looked at this strategically, and we have said, hey, we know that roofs are going to fail. And when your roofs fail, you have bigger issues. So we actually put that into our budget. Mm-hmm. And on an annual basis, we're doing certain sections of our flat roof. So actually the old portion of the gymnasium at our middle, elementary was actually done this year with a large section that's going to be done this upcoming school year.
Okay. So again, plan accordingly. That is, people tend to forget. They'll keep saying, oh, well, you know, that was new. Oh, that was new 30 years ago or something like that.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's amazing to think that, you know, that middle school.
Even the addition.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Some of those additions. Yeah. Heck, we did, you know, it was already 5-6 years ago.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it goes fast. Goes fast, especially when you keep busy and everybody's moving forward with a lot of things. As far as staffing and everything, I know you were kind of looking for a couple of different people here as we were getting closer to school.
Yeah, the summer months were good for us. We had actually a number of positions back in May, and we had limited applicants. But, you know, in July, our new principal came on board, and Derek worked really hard to getting some people, and we secured some critical positions such as business, ag teacher. Most recently, we filled some of our associate positions, food service. One that I would like to mention just as we're discussing, though, is we were unable to find a second math teacher. So we had probably three or four different options on how we were going to provide instruction. And ultimately, we landed on, we got three people on staff that really are going to go above and beyond the call of duty and really help support us and teach algebra to our students. So Christine Jansen, she's been a longtime math teacher for us. She's going to be teaching 8 out of 8 sections. Derek Carlson is our new principal. He's teaching Algebra 1 for us as well. And then Jesse Sundell is our tech director, and he's actually teaching as well. So just kudos to them. Honestly, I think they realize that they're in it for kids, and they realize that the other alternative options weren't as good as having an instructor face-to-face every day.
And again, the thing is, at least you got it for this year. We can keep moving forward, and kids aren't going to fall behind.
They will not fall behind. They're going to get quality instruction this year. They're going to get a year's worth of mathematics, and we actually still have that opening. So we're looking for a December graduate or somebody that we can that's a right fit. We're going to jump on and get them for the 25-26 school year.
So there's that possibility. So
there is.
You're not the only one. There's other districts have done the same thing. And again, it's what opportunities are there? And I know a couple of them. I know Madrid's done it in the past too. Had some people that have come in to fill in and done some things like that. But Boone, I think, is doing it too. So nothing new there. Trying to cover as much as you can.
Absolutely. You got to be creative in these situations.
And you got to thank your staff for stepping up.
They did. Yeah, obviously, all those individuals had full-time things. Their plate was full.
Yeah.
And yet, when we came and asked, they're delivering.
Well, we got things. So as far as school getting started, everything started basically last Friday for you guys. And then preschool started now this week, right?
So preschool will start on Thursday, I believe. Okay. Is our first day with preschool. So yeah, overall, we had a great start of the school year. We had basically a week of pre-service where our teachers were able to come in, and our directors and principals did a great job of really kicking off the school year with them. And then Friday was actually the first full day with kids back in the building. Ogden, as you guys are aware, does it a little bit different, where our middle school and high school were in session on Friday. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday for our elementary, it was an open house, but more formalized, where they actually came in and were able to meet the teacher. The families were able to have conversations about their child's needs, drop off their supplies, make sure that they feel really comfortable with the building. Kind of lower that anxiety for not only mom and dad, but also for the kids. And then Monday, honestly, we had all the students back in the building and lots of smiles and very few tears.
Yeah, well, there's always some of those.
There is.
Yeah, but so back going, and that's a good thing. We get right into some of the other busy things that are happening. I know that and a lot of parents are learning about the new policies when it came out to absenteeism. Ogden, well, all school districts had to go through it because it is law now. Everybody, and I was just amazed looking at all of them and said policies, and we'll adopt this one on chronic absenteeism and truancy. And here's our old policy that's got to go away. The legislature stepped in and said, these are the parameters.
Correct. And I would say a lot of the things that they outlined, we were already doing. But yeah, in July, we actually did first reading of some of those changes. And then we actually did our second reading here in August. So it is in place. And for our listeners, honestly, what it is that it's hard for us to do our job if kids aren't in the building. Mm-hmm. And Senate was able to recognize and see that. And they started to put some metrics in place as if a kid was missing 10% of a school day or a school year, which is 18 days, remind you guys, there's certain things that need to start happening. There needs to be some interventions and plans in place to try and rectify and correct that behavior and or attendance to make sure that they're here. And when you get to 20%, that's what would ultimately be truancy. And then I think there's county attorney and things that get involved. But again, a lot of that we already did. I think this just formalizes it. Mm-hmm. And it really gets away from this excuse, unexcused, and an absence. If a kid is not in the building, it really doesn't matter what the reason is. We can't do our job. Yep. So it just really formalizes and helps us with some things.
And for most, I'm sure that's because I've heard these discussions before, but for most, a lot of your students are making up their work, are you know, it's not an issue. It's just that it shows up as they've had this many absences.
That's correct.
So again, bottom line is how good of student are they and what are they doing, and are they making up the work? And a lot of them will do it even beforehand if they can. So if they know that something's coming up. And I know people are always going to say, well, what about going to the diet? What about going? Yeah, there are those issues, but.
And they do have some exceptions. Sure. You know, I mean, honestly, I said, you know, an absence is an absence, but they do have some religious exemptions, some medical exemptions. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be reasonable and understanding.
Yeah, but like you said, most of it was being done. Most districts were already doing to some extent.
That's correct.
Quite a bit of it anyway. All right, that part, so we got that going on. And so I know you were one of the districts. You were going to be going across boundaries, picking up some students. That is all planned, ready to go?
It's all planned, and I think so far it's been going well. Okay. We had, I think probably there's 20-plus families that were able to be within that two-mile boundary, mm-hmm. And that we were going to go into neighboring districts and pick up. But I believe only, we had probably 15 families that actually took advantage of it. But Denny Good is our transportation director. He's been working on modifying some of our routes. Ultimately, we had to just condense some that are in our southern border and move them north, shift it up into the Southeast Valley, Fraser mm-hmm. area, because that really ultimately was that 2 miles that we ended up picking up.
That's where most of the families were interested in getting some transportation.
Yep.
So. And again, folks, it is one of the options that districts do have, and you have to take a look at your alternatives for doing all of that. So we got all of that part done. Let's see, what other fun things were happening for you?
Yeah, honestly, just a really good start of the school year. Activities are off and going. Mm-hmm. You know, I this morning before I came over here, I stopped in the office and heard the marching band. Okay. You know, so it's the beginning of the school year when you get the marching band out. But they're getting ready for competitions. We got our first football game later on Friday this week. Volleyball is kicking off. Our cross-country team, I think our boys are ranked 8th in the state. So there's just a lot of really good things going on right now in Ogden.
And they've been out running. Even on that week off, they were out running.
Maybe not affiliated with the school. They were doing that on their own.
They were out there running. And you got to love that. I know that your FFA, and of course with Farm Progress Show going on, Ogden has always had some students over there. Part of it is doing some fundraising for Senior Trip.
That's correct. Yeah, so Farm Progress Show is going on this week, actually, I think today, you know, Tuesday through Thursday. But we do have our FFA that goes over. It's a learning opportunity for them to have a deeper understanding. They do some work as well. And then, honestly, our Senior Trip. We have the individuals that are participating in that Senior Trip go over and do some working and learning over there. And it's a great opportunity for them to give to the community, but also the community gives back to them as well.
I tell you what, you get the FFA around some of those businesses, they got a lot of innovation out there. So it's pretty interesting to see some of the things that they've got going on. And I know Ogden's done that, again, for fundraising for the Senior Trip, which, comes up a lot sooner than a lot of people think. But dollars getting raised for that, that's a biggie.
It is very impressive. You know, I think we're 50-plus years with that going on.
We do have, of course, homecoming coming up. Last year, we had some issues with homecoming. You have a whole new administrative team almost here for this year. But how have things gone? Discussions? I know there have been a couple of different meetings between different groups of people. And, we want to make sure that it is a kind of experience that we're hoping young people can have.
Absolutely. So it's crazy to imagine that, you know, we're talking first day of school was, you know, a couple days ago, and we're already talking about homecoming planning. But we actually had a really productive meeting a couple weeks ago where the leadership teams came together, and the leadership teams include the school as well as the city, some of our student council. We really just wanted to make sure that we are all united and that we wanted to make sure that we had a positive experience and that we really remember that what is the spirit of homecoming and making sure that our students are able to have fun and show their school pride and be proud of the community and making sure that their actions fall on the expectations that we had. So there will be more information coming out as we get closer to homecoming. Our student council will be sending that out and kind of outlining not only the events that are going to be taking place, but should somebody maybe step out of bounds a little bit, maybe some of the expectations that we're going to be asking of them and really with the city as well.
Again, I know one thing is we're looking for events to engage. I think a lot of discussion was about that, to get people involved in them.
So. Absolutely. Yep. Again, we want to have a positive homecoming experience, but going out and doing things that are not a reflection of yourself, your family, or your community, we want to make sure that students are not engaging in those activities and making sure that ultimately we're proud of our student body. And unfortunately, you may have one or two students that might be doing something that they shouldn't be doing.
One thing that I did want to ask you is because your whole new administrative team is together, things coming together pretty good for you? Or is it because you kind of restructured it as changes were coming out?
We did a number of restructures last year, and honestly, I couldn't be more pleased with the people that we brought on staff, and not only the people that we brought on staff, but we made some changes as far as internal. You know, Christine Owen moved from a secretary to our HR. Reed Smith moved from a classroom to halftime classroom to activities director, and I just feel like everybody's gelling together. I think that we lean heavily on some of our veterans. You know, Amy Krause has been our elementary principal for 6-7 years, and she has a ton of knowledge and wealth of information, and more importantly, she wants to help other people. Sure. So I just feel like the nucleus that we have overall as our team, we're gelling and we're doing great things.
Amy brought a bunch with her when she came too. So there's been no shortage of picking her brain anyway. You do some sharing with other districts, again, for some positions so people understand. That is to the benefit of both districts, actually, when you share, like HR and things like that. those are opportunities where you get additional money from the state for doing that sharing.
It is. So for our listeners, again, that are not aware, but this state has operational sharing, and I believe you can go up to what's considered 21 FTE. Mm-hmm. And certain positions have different kids associated with it. So an example, we share with United an HR position. That is additional 4 students that we're able to count in our certified enrollment. So really, when you start to do some of those sharing positions, the position itself is almost a cost-neutral position because we get additional supplemental weighting with mm-hmm. those. So sharing is a good thing.
Did you have a couple of parents make contact about open enrollment, all of a sudden realizing, the time frame has changed again? It's kind of gone back to what it was.
Last legislative session, yeah. They kind of rolled back and they put back in some due dates. So for this year, the 24-25, they went ahead and said, hey, we realize that we just made these changes, but we're going to do a July 1. Is for the 24-25. And then if you want to open enroll after that, it would have to be a March 1, but it would be for the 25-26.
And school year.
To your answer, yeah. Yes. I think we caught a few families off guard. We had some late requests mm-hmm. in August, and unfortunately it was the law is the law, and yeah. We're going to have to deny it for this year. But if you want to come to Ogden or if you want to go to another school district, fill out that paperwork right now so we can take action for that next year.
Those are some of the opportunities there. Kids Club back up and running for you?
And Kids Club is up and going. It's been a longstanding partnership that we have, and that before school and after school care, I think is critical for our families.
All right. I know that you guys in the summer, the hospital came over and did some lunches for students, made them available. I think they had a pretty good dispersal of meals out there, and again, that's just one of the many things going on. But the one thing I always ask superintendents, because I know you use the data for more than just free and reduced price lunches, but parents, fill out those forms.
Yes, please.
Because
fill out those forms.
They go for a lot more than just free and reduced price lunches.
Yeah, case in point, Jim, I had a situation where a family, we were going to reduce some of their fee structure, and they failed to fill out the paperwork because they didn't realize that not only did it impact free and reduce, but there were other things. So yeah. It's important for us to have accurate data, and honestly, we're wanting to help out the families.
Yeah, so if you haven't done it, I'm guessing all of it is available
online.
All of
it's on our website. Yeah. If you have specific questions, our food service director, Cindy, actually yeah. does a lot of that work for us. So, A, either look on our website, or B, reach out.
Yeah. Call for help. Somebody will be there.
They will.
All right. So we started off. Good start to the school year. Obviously, we would like to have had a few more days at the beginning here to give us a little flexibility going forward. But
would love some flexibility, but you know what? It is what it is, and we make the most of it.
Make it work. In the meantime, once again, still looking for math. Somebody hears of somebody that wants to teach math. Make contact. We have that. Otherwise, most other positions all filled?
All other positions to date are filled. Yeah, right. We're in a really good place.
Good. Rolling right along here. With all our activities and everything else starting up, Good to see you. Thanks for coming over and letting us know how things kicked off here. Homecoming before the next time we visit, so hopefully we'll have good things to talk about then, too.
Yep,
so.
Absolutely. And once we get more information, we'll get it out to everybody on kind of what student council and what we've really identified as the activities and expectations for homecoming.
And I was going to say, speaking of IT guy, you did some upgrades on your website and things like that. So some new things up there and pretty easy to follow along if people want it. Just go to the Ogden High School or Booth School District website.
Go to the website. If you can't find what you're looking for, reach out to our HR director, Christine, and she'll be glad to help you.
All righty. Josh Heyer, our guest on the program today, Ogden Superintendent. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.